Time to catch up with our first entertainment report for 2021. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane is back with us this year. Great to have you back. Jaden, how are you? Have a good break?
I did. I had a very good break. Nice and quiet, but yes, a very good break, a few weeks off, and now straight back into it again.
Fantastic. Well, the Tiger King star Joe Exotic, he's having a quiet little break for several decades in prison, but missed out on a presidential pardon and not happy, Jan.
No, definitely not happy. He's pretty much come out and slammed all guns blazing Donald Trump, but not just Donald Trump, also his son Donald Trump Jr., basically because he said that his son, Donald Trump Jr., only basically used him to further his social media reach, and that his dad, Donald, didn't really come to the party with a presidential pardon for him while he's serving that virtual life sentence for animal cruelty and also for trying to get Carol Baskin killed. And his legal team seriously, realistically thought that they were actually going to get that pardon yesterday or the day before, so much so that they actually rented this big 50-foot stretched limo that was parked at the front of the Texas jail where he's serving that particular sentence, and hired a hair and makeup person and a wardrobe person in anticipation, thanking Donald for that pardon. But that didn't come, Exotic says, because he's too innocent and too gay. So make of that what you will, but long story short, or long story long, he will be now in jail probably for about another 15 years or so to come.
Now, Robbie Williams has tested positive for COVID.
He has. The story surfaced in London's The Sun newspaper on Wednesday. He hasn't actually confirmed this yet himself, but as we all know, in media and showbiz land, when somebody doesn't confirm or especially deny something, it's more than likely true. So I'd say this one is 100% true. He's been quite unwell, according to the reports, and tested positive while he was on holidays with his wife and kids in the Caribbean. His kids four of them all under the age of 10. And we don't know for certain, of course, if he caught it in the Caribbean, but I'd say that's probably the case. He and his family flew over there on the 28th of December, and they've been staying at this big private villa where they're now quarantining for 14 days. He can't go out or anything, but look, you know, it's a private villa that costs around $200,000 a week to stay in. So it's not exactly the worst place in the world to be quarantining, but I'm more surprised that he actually went on a holiday. Like, would you be going overseas anywhere for a holiday at the moment?
No, you wouldn't think so. And certainly the situation in the UK and in Ireland, where I spent a number of years, is just shocking at the moment. I was talking to a friend in the Republic of Ireland only last night, and things are pretty bad over there. So, well, we wish Robbie well and hope that he is okay. I guess the good news is that musical theatre, and I see the Symphony Orchestra also playing in Melbourne as well, but musical theatre returning to Melbourne. So we're starting to get a bit of live stuff back. We've actually got Ross Wilson, he of Daddy Cool and Mondo Rock fame, playing live in Castlemaine in Central Victoria next weekend. So it's great to start to see some live acts coming back.
That's right. It is indeed. I thought we'd sort of finish on a bit of a positive note. Live theatre on a big scale anyway has returned to Melbourne this week. Tuesday night we saw the big reopening of the musical Come From Away. That's back in town after a long, long run in Melbourne a year or so ago. The musical obviously set in the week following the September 11 attacks. And as I said, that opened up on Tuesday night. There's a big opening night planned for Australia Day, and they got a big standing ovation on the first night that it opened, but that's pretty much the norm with any show basically nowadays anyway. But from all accounts, it all went really well. So just really, really great to see, as you said there, that the beginning of hopefully sort of a proper return to normal life, to use that sort of dreaded expression, a new COVID normal, if you will, sometime soon.
Hey, Jaden, great to have you back. Thanks for that. Look forward to chatting again next week.
Catch you then.
Good on you, Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, our entertainment expert here on The Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.